Hello, and welcome to Wingcast, a podcast about all things Goldwing. I'm your host, Rick Arnaldo, president of wingstuff.com and lifelong rider of the Honda Goldwing. In this podcast, we talk about the latest Goldwing news, speak with fellow riders and experts in the motorcycle industry, and discuss whatever else comes to mind. We'd love to have you join us. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Wingcast. Today's guest is John Lazzaroni, and he is the president and founder of his new motorcycle organization called Wing Rider. And Wing Rider is a result of the GWRRA, which was Goldwing Road Riders Association, announcing that they were closing after many, many years of being involved with the lifestyle and Goldwing motorcycle riders around the world. They decided to close their organization last year. And as a result of that, two new motorcycle clubs emerged, and one being John's club, which is Wing Rider, and the other one being Eagle Wings Motorcycle Association. So we wanted to present those to you. And today we have John on board, and he's going to tell you all about his new organization, his new motorcycle club, and why you should join his club. So, John, welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you, Rick. Good to be here.
Yeah. So tell everybody about this new motorcycle organization that you put together, John.
As a member of the GWRRA since 1978, I was initially in the foundation of the organization, and I'm one of the only people left that has been to every Wingding motorcycle expo that they ever put on. And when I learned last July in Shreveport, Louisiana, that the GWRRA was going to close, I just didn't want to see it go away. So I started Winged Rider Motorcycle Association to replace the GWRRA, and the Winged Rider Rally to replace the Wingdings that had gone on for 44 straight years.
Sure.
So we started with that formula. We wanted to gather in the existing GWRRA members, as many as we could, put them into the new organization, give them many of the good benefits that the Goldwing Road Riders Association had given us for all these years, and take a look at why the GWRRA failed, make some changes to the organization, and evolve forward into Winged Rider that could capture more of the motorcycle touring enthusiast that is out there today.
So your club is not just Goldwing eccentric. All motorcycles are welcome to your club, correct?
Absolutely.
That's great.
And you'll see on our website that Winged Rider is now for the motorcycle touring enthusiast, not just for the Goldwing rider. And in fact, the cover of April, Winged Rider magazine, which will be on our website in about a week, is going to feature a motorcycle other than a Goldwing, because we really are evolving into a motorcycle association with many, many of the benefits that GWRRA provided into a motorcycle association that encompasses more than just the Goldwing.
So everybody's welcome, no matter what motorcycle you ride.
Everybody's welcome.
That's great. And it's centered, of course, it emerged as, you know, as mainly Goldwing riders that started this whole nucleus, right? But it's grown into something that anybody, no matter what you ride, Harleys, Suzuki, everybody's welcome to join this association.
Correct. Everybody's welcome to join.
Sure.
You get the benefits of the membership, the Winged Rider magazine publication every month, both printed and digital copies. Mm-hmm. You get the pins, the Winged Rider rally, which is a big deal. And all those benefits come together. We're going to have the association or the organization evolve into the future to encompass everyone that enjoys the sport of motorcycle touring across our country.
I think that's great. One thing that I think people are wondering, and of course, we're going to have all the information posted with this podcast in the links and stuff. But where do they get information on all this, John? Do you have a website that they can go to that they can keep up with what's going on? Another example, what states have, you know, chapters established and stuff? Where do they go to get information on your evolving club that keeps growing?
You go to the website, www.wingrider.com, wingedrider.com. On the forums pages, which you can access directly from the forum tab on the Winged Rider website, you can go not only to the general conversations, but to each individual state to see what chapters have been formed in those states to replace the Gold Wing Road Riders Association chapters that they made successful for so many years.
Okay, so that information is on your website, and you have social media too. You're on Facebook as well, right?
We have a Facebook group page plus our own Facebook page, but the forums page accessible from our website is where each chapter for each state posts their newsletters and their weekly rides and all the information that we bring forward from the original GWRA chapter.
Good, yeah.
Second section on the forums is called Independent Riders. And in our magazine, we call it the Lone Rider section. These are for the riders who don't want to belong to a club necessarily, mm-hmm. who don't like necessarily riding in a group. They're more independent type, you know, touring riders, and they have their own page on the forums, and they have their own page in the Winged Rider publication that we produce every month.
Got it. Well, that sounds fun. I mean, you know, we all know what a social, you know, magnet, you know, a club can be if it's run properly and if it's set up properly. I mean, what a great way to meet other people that ride motorcycles and go on rides. And, you know, before you know it, your girlfriend, your wife is friends with, you know, the other guy's wife, and they're going shopping or they're planning Christmas stuff for their, you know, it's just so wonderful when you get good organizations and good clubs that can bring people together. And, you know, motorcycle people, there's that camaraderie anyway, right? We're already friends before we meet. That's kind of like a mind frame of everybody that rides a motorcycle. And you don't find that, you know, with anything else, not even cars, right? But a motorcycle, like I can walk up to a motorcycle guy and go, hey, how's it going? Like, he's my friend. And I don't even know who he is. It's that common thing that we share as motorcycle riders. So I think the club idea is great to bring people together to enjoy their motorcycle, to meet other people. And it's just a great social thing. I've always been a big fan of the idea of it. And I even think GWRA did a great job with that for many, many years, but of course they're gone now. So, and it's nice to see that you're carrying that on. And hopefully there's people out there that are looking to meet, you know, other people to ride with. And, you know, maybe what you're offering is something that, you know, they would like.
Well, I get emails and correspondence from all across the United States and Canada every day asking questions about the organization. And in summary, what we did, of course, was first replace the GWRA with Winged Rider, and now put it on a path forward to evolve into the future to capture more and more motorcycle touring riders from across the USA.
Sure.
And give them that camaraderie.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. And, you know, being that you're coming from Gold Wing, if you want to say, and a lot of your members are, they're very familiar with, you know, organized rides and safety and, you know, and things like that. So it helps you do a better job as an organization for the people that are non-Gold Wing, because maybe they're not used to that kind of thing and riding in big groups. And, you know, so, you know, take what was good from the past and don't use what people didn't like, and try to create what you're doing now is what I'm seeing. And I think it's great, you know?
Absolutely. Exactly what we're doing.
Yeah. I think that's great. So you have a rally, I hear, that's coming up soon. Are you going to be having a rally each year? Are there going to be any other rallies or just one rally a year? What are your thoughts on that?
The Winged Rider Rally is going to be held once per year.
Okay.
And Winged Rider Rally number one is being held in Litchfield, Illinois.
Okay.
June 30, July 1st and July 2nd. And it will be somewhat structured after the previous wing-ding rallies that have gone on for 44 years.
Yeah.
But one of the big changes this year compared to wing-ding is the vendor expo will be open to all riders that come to the rally, not just those that pre-register or register for the rally. It will be open to everyone. Sure. Don't have to remember to go to the vendor expo at the Winged Rider Rally.
Right.
Then the special vendor party, charity nights with the dinner, the banquet, the parade, the light show, the games, the two adventure rides we have that the Route 66 ride, the Great River Road ride, all those things will be benefits for the members and for the members that pre-register for the rally.
That's nice.
That's how we're kind of changing wing-ding, yeah. Or that's how we're kind of changing the Winged Rider Rally compared to wing-ding.
Yeah, I like that you loosen things up a little bit. I think that things were a little too regimented before. I think a lot of people didn't like that. They wanted it to be a little easier going. Maybe they didn't always want to have to go to a meeting. You know, people want to ride, you know? So, you know, as long as they can have fun, meet other people. I mean, it's all about creating an environment for people to meet together and have fun and network together, isn't it? I mean, so that's the joy of your club, right?
And the enthusiastic response that we have gotten already on pre-registrations, we have a list going together for the adventure ride reservations, and they're almost full up for both days. I mean, the response we're getting from the membership has been absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, that's great. And I saw your website, and yeah, you have the forum going. I think that's great. Your magazine, I get your magazine. I have a copy of it right here. I see that there's a lot of good content in here. So I like what you're doing. I think people are going to enjoy it. And certainly, you know, we lost GWRRA. They've been around a long time. And, you know, that was a big surprise for everybody, but they have been around a long time. So things change and time for the new, right? So now we have, you know, a few more new organizations that I think are going to be even better than the old organization was. So I think everybody learned from maybe the mistakes made before and the things that people liked. And now you're trying to work with that and make it appealing to anybody, whether you ride a Gold Wing or even something else. So, and I know the other organization, Eagle Wings, does the same thing. So, but you're both very different too. So I think it's great that it gives people two choices, whether they want to join your organization or the other organization, or perhaps they want to join both of them. People like to have fun. They like to, you know, ride their motorcycle. So I think it's great. It does nothing but make this whole experience more fun and better for everybody. So I compliment you on starting the club. I think that's a great idea.
Thank you.
Yeah. So with that said, we won't spend too much time. Is there anything else that you wanted to get out there to the folks? Because I was going to tell them all your information, like you said, is on your website, and you have your forum. And certainly it's all going to be in the description here with the podcast. We'll have links to everything. So we'll make sure people know where to get that information. And is there anything else you want to share with everybody before we close out the episode?
Back to the rally. We intend to have the Winged Rider Rally each year around the 4th of July weekend, somewhere in the United States. And many of the chapters in New York, Pennsylvania, I think Virginia, they already have their own state rallies planned for later in 2023.
Oh, that's great.
The organization is really evolving as I envisioned it, which is replacing the GWRA, getting the chapters back running again, doing what they do, and then bringing in other people and evolving the organization into the future.
That's great. And, you know, one more point I just thought of. How many countries are you in? Because, of course, if there's any states that don't have a chapter already, I'm sure you would encourage people to contact you. Perhaps anybody watching this video, if you want to start a chapter in your own state and you go to John's website and you see that that state does not have a chapter established yet, reach out. I'm sure, you know, John would love to talk to you. But with that said, what about other countries, John? Do you have any chapters set up in other countries yet? Or are you going to do that?
Not at this point.
Okay.
I know we have members from Europe. Yep. We have quite a few members already from Canada. And one thing I wanted to say about the chapter structure is that was predominantly the only way that you belong to GWRRA was to belong to a chapter.
Right.
With Winged Rider, it's not necessary to belong to a chapter. You are not assigned to a chapter the minute you join. The minute you join, you are an independent rider. If you want to belong to a chapter that happens to be formed in your state and you like that environment, then we're going to have them for you, hopefully in every state in the United States shortly.
Oh, I see. Okay.
If your riding style is or social style is not in that chapter environment, Winged Rider still wants to have a place for you.
Got it. So when you're a member of Winged Rider, no matter where you are, even if you don't get involved with a chapter in your local state. But if you want to do that, and if there is a chapter, you have that option. So, but you don't have to. So you can be independent and just join, you know, so I get it. And that's a little different. And that's good. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you can get all the benefits of Winged Rider membership without having to be on a rigid structure of belonging to a chapter and have to do the whole meeting thing every week or month.
So that is different. So you don't need to be assigned to a chapter. You just belong. And if you want to join a chapter, that's something that you can do in addition to belonging. I get it. And you'll give them everything they need anyway, information, you know, all that. They're going to get it anyway. So the meeting is really more of a up-close, one-on-one personal kind of thing if they want to take it to that level. And if they don't, they can just be more independent and just join your organization.
Correct. And
gives them flexibility.
One of the reasons I did that, one of the reasons I structured the organization that way is because there are people of all different ages that have joined Winged Rider. Mm-hmm. And a new rider, he's 25, 30 years old.
Yeah, I know. I get it. You want to go hang out with a bunch of people that are in their 40s, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I get
60s
it.
60s and 70s. You know, 70s. He doesn't want
to
come out and hang out with us old guys.
Sure. Yeah. Maybe they do, maybe they don't, but they have the option.
Right. He wants to socialize more with people of his own age group or his riding style or that kind of thing. So that's why I made those changes to Winged Rider compared to the old GWRA.
Makes sense. Okay, I get it. Well, you answered the question perfectly. Very good. All right. Well, with that said, I think that's about it. And, you know, lots of good stuff going on there, it sounds like. So I'll keep up on what's going on with you, of course. And, you know, if you guys need any information, reach out to John's website. All the information is there. We're also going to have all these things linked into our description here on this podcast. And I look forward to seeing what happens down the road with your club, John. So very exciting stuff. So thanks for joining us this morning. And thank everybody else for joining us. And we'll certainly keep you updated on what's going on with John. And if anything interesting comes up, we'll certainly invite John back on the show again, and we'll get caught up down the road.
Thank you. And I look forward to seeing everyone at the first annual Winged Rider Rally.
Okay. All right. It sounds good. All right. Well, John, thanks for joining us. And everybody else, ride safe. Check your tires. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you on the next episode.
Well, I think it's about that time that we check in with Uncle Frank and see what's going on with him right now. So I'm going to just give him a call and see what he's up to.
Hello. Hey, Uncle Frank, how you doing?
I tried to call you.
Oh, how you doing?
All right, did you see my number?
Yeah, that's why I called you back, but we're also doing the radio show, and everybody wants to know how you're doing today.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. We just got through eating macaroni and meatballs, you know, and stuff like that.
Hey, that's a good...
Chicken, you know, stuffed chicken.
Nice.
You know, the patties, like, you just eat, there's no bones on them.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, all right. That's about it. That's about all.
All right.
Now I'm watching the ball game on TV.
Oh, yeah? Who are you watching? What game are you watching?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers and I don't know the other team.
Okay.
The Green Bay Packers.
All right. Well, it sounds like you're doing good today.
Yeah, so far, Rick.
All right.
But I'm the same every day, Rick. Nothing's changing. I can't get any better. I don't get any worse either.
You know what? You don't get any worse, and that's fantastic. You're 93. You're going to be 94 next year, Uncle Frank. You're doing great.
Yeah, that's next year. That's another whole year.
Yeah. So you got to give everybody one of your Yeah, that's not a good one, but that'll work. No, but anyway. All right.
That's a good one.
There you go. No, but anyway, we're just checking in with you. But, yeah, I figured you'd be watching TV, but everybody likes to see how you're doing, you know?
You're still in the shop now?
Yeah, we're doing
quarterback.
We're doing a podcast episode, so we're going to wrap it up. But I always check in with you because everybody likes to hear your voice.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Famous, right?
Okay, I'm famous, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're famous to me anyway, so. All right, well, I'm going to let you go, and I'll call you later, okay?
Okay, Rick, love you.
All right, say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
All right, there you go. All right,
okay.
Love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Wingcast. This has been a Wingstuff.com production. Please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Got a question or comment for me? Send an email to wingcast@wingstuff.com, and it could be featured on a future episode. You can also visit wingstuff.com and sign up for our newsletter to stay up to date on the newest podcast episodes, products, videos, Goldwing news, sales, and more. Until next time, I'm Rick Arnaldo. Ride safe.